your chronically online internet bestie, Jackie. First of all, apologies. There was no episode last week. I'm just going to be honest. I was extremely burnt out. And that is what we're going to be talking about today. But first of all, I'm just going to do like a little recap of the past 2-3 weeks of my life, because it's been pretty crazy. As you guys know, I went to Melbourne. I went for the Formula One Grand Prix. It was so much fun. I've been looking forward to this for seriously the longest time. And yeah, it did not disappoint. So basically, I flew in from Perth. So what happened was I had a flight that was 11 a.m. and then I was supposed to land in Melbourne around like 6. And then I had an event that I had to go straight into from getting off the plane, go straight into this event. And I was already like touch and go about this because the time difference always just throws me. So the flight ended up being delayed, shocker. And so by the time I landed, I think it was like 6:30. And then obviously you have to wait for your bag and then you wait for an Uber. And then I went to my friend Mitch's house and we just like literally left straight away. I pretty much just dropped my bag there and we went. We had a dinner at By Bambi and it was so yummy. The thing though with me is I obviously got off the plane. So I flew at 11 a.m. from Perth. So then by the time I was in Melbourne, it was 6 p.m., 6:30 p.m. Melbourne time. But Perth time, it's like 3 hours before that. So I'm still at lunchtime for me, but for Melbourne, it's like dinner time. And obviously when you fly, like, it's not like you have a plethora of food options available to you. I flew Virgin as well. They don't give you food, which is fine. I usually buy my own thing, but you can't have like a full meal on the plane. Well, I'm just not buying one from them. I just honestly refuse because it's daylight robbery. So yeah, by the time I got to Melbourne, I hadn't had lunch yet, went straight into dinner. As soon as we walked into By Bambi, they were like giving out shots. The event was for Patron, which is like tequila. So there was just shots everywhere. Everybody was doing shots. There was like tequila drinks. There was just everything you could ever want, but not for someone that hadn't had lunch yet. So yeah, honestly, this happens too often with me. I just get so happy about there being drinks around that I drink too many of them and then forget that I haven't eaten and then I forget to eat even though it's like a dinner. I had this really yummy vodka pasta though. You can never say no to a vodka pasta. But I ended up just like literally so blackout drunk. It was just honestly, I don't even know like how this happens to me, but it just did. Mitch and I went back to his after and we just watched High School Musical. It's like a little tradition of ours when we used to live together and we would get drunk. We'd just like put on High School Musical. Mitch just like gets down for High School Musical. Honestly, who doesn't? But it was so good. We watched the second one and we were both just screaming at the top of our lungs the like scene with Sharpay at the pool, like the Fabulous song. That song is such a bop. I'm actually going to put it into a playlist of mine so I can listen to it when I'm running on the treadmill. Side note, I've started running. I have only gone for like 3 runs, but I ran 4 kilometers the other day and I was like, well, look out. Here I come. I really want to get better at cardio because I'm just not very good at it. And it's like a nice feeling when you can push yourself. I think that's like the main thing with running. It's like a mental thing. Anyway, so then the next day we woke up. I was deathly hungover. Mitch had to go to work. Then I moved to the QT and that's where I was staying with benefit for the Formula One. I was just so excited. I could not wait. I was lucky that the F1 wasn't that day. I would never just be hungover for the F1. I didn't want to be hungover for the F1 at all. I had a very nothing night that night. I think that was Friday night. Literally didn't leave my hotel room. Ordered Uber Eats, all the good stuff. Then the next day, woke up, went to the F1 with benefit. I was there with Ava and Sasha. We literally had the best time. My dad actually came and met me at the F1. And I went to this box. Well, the F1 is like huge. Like the track is ginormous. I just totally underestimated how large it was. And I had to go find my dad and it was like quite a trek. And my shoes were literally filled up with gravel. I don't know how that happens, by the way. Like, I need to know the physics on that. Like, when you're walking forward, but the shoes are going in. I mean, the rocks are going into your shoes. Like, I really don't understand it. By the time I met my dad, my shoes were literally filled with, like, full to the brim with gravel. My feet were black. And then I messaged the benefit girls and I was like, do you reckon we could just, like, smuggle my dad into this VIP area? And they're like, let's just give it a go. And they got him in. It was so, so good. Then my dad made friends with all these other people. And we were just having such a fun, wholesome time. There was drinks. There was food. The noise of the cars is just does something to me. I don't know. It's such a nice noise. Like, you have to hear it once in your life for sure. Like, it's really, really nice. And then the next day, wait, what did we do that night? Did we go out that night? Yes, we went out that night. So Rose arrived that night. We went to dinner. We went to Kasumi in Melbourne. It was delicious. And then we went to the Emerson, I want to say. Honestly, I don't know. It was a large and in charge night. But I think because sometimes if I've been drinking like all day and then I go into drinking at night, I don't think I get that drunk, or maybe I'm just like more stabilized with like having eaten throughout the day and having drank throughout the day that at nighttime I don't feel as crazy. But the next day I woke up and I was like not well. I felt so sick. I felt so hungover, but not like, I don't know. It was weird. Also the fact that when Roge and I got back to our hotel room, we literally called my friend Jess and we were on FaceTime to her for like 2.5 hours. Like, we went to bed at like 4 a.m. and then had to wake up at 7:30 to get ready. So it was a big, big weekend. The second day, well, the actual race day at the Grand Prix was really fun as well. It was just sort of crazy that obviously there's a lot of fans and there's a lot of people that go, but I feel like when you're in like a box, I would have assumed that they would have like, I don't know, seats for people, like, even in the stands, like, I just would have assumed that they would have stands, but they don't. Like, you're just sort of standing there and like it's very like first in best dress type of situation. Like, there was some people there that have been there since like 8 a.m. The race doesn't start till 3. You literally can't move. Like, if you move, you lose your spot. Like, it's very cutthroat. And like, it was intense. Like, Roja almost got into a fight with someone. Well, no, she sort of did get into a fight with someone because my dad was like, can I just put my beer down? Because there was like sort of this like little table, I want to say, that you lean on if you're like at the front of the viewing bit. And my dad was like, can I put my beer down? And the guy was like, no. Roge was like, well, he just wants to put his drink down. Like, you don't own the space. And then he like, oh my God. He was like, I've been here since 8 a.m. Like, blah, blah, who the hell are you to tell me this? And I'm like, oh my God. Whoa. It was crazy, but it was a really fun day. It was just so, like, so, so, so many people. And one of those things where it's so impossible to leave. Like, this often happens with me where I'm just like, the thought of trying to leave makes me like, A, want to leave early, or B, not want to leave ever. This was a situation of we didn't leave early. Like, we stayed because we're like, let's just like let like the bulk of the people leave. And then hopefully by the time we leave, it won't be as bad. No, it was so bad. And when we finally got out, like, it was seriously like herding cattle. When we got out, you order an Uber or a cab or whatever, but they cancel on you every 2 seconds. And it was so hard to get an Uber. So we were like, let's just walk really far away and then try to get an Uber. And then every single car that would drive past us would put down their window and be like, where are you going? And we'd be like, oh, the city. And they'd be like, oh, $200. So I guess they were like, maybe an Uber driver, or maybe they were just trying to like drive people and like get cash. I'm not too sure, but Rose was like, absolutely not, we're not doing that. And it reminded me of this situation that happened when I was at the airport with Nathan, actually. And I saw a girl make a TikTok about this recently, and I was like, that has happened to me. And everyone was roasting it. So I'll just tell you my version of events as well, because it does happen. So what happened was, when I got to the airport, when you get to the airport in Melbourne and you book an Uber, it says like, this is your code, like, get in, you tell the driver your code. It's not like you get a car where you're like, oh, that's the number plate and I'm getting this black Camry, whatever. It's just like, get into any car that's in the Uber rank and then tell them your code and then they get your details. So you get in the car, and then we got in this car, and it was literally like a black cab, like a London black cab, like the one where the doors open like backwards and you sit like in the thing and your bags are just in front of you. It was so confusing. I was like, why is there a London cab here? I'm very confused. It was already giving sus, but whatever. So we get in, and the guy's like, what's the address or whatever, or what's your number? Tell him the number, he sees the address, and then like the trip cancels, and then you're in the cab though, so you're in the Uber, so you're already going. So I was like, oh my god, it, like, what's he doing, like, where's he going, like, why is it cancelled? And he was like, don't worry, like, what's the address, I'll just type it in instead. And I was like, no, this is so sus, like, I don't like this. The only reason I was like sort of semi dealing is because Nathan was there with me, but if I was by myself, I don't even know what I would do. And this is what happened to this girl on TikTok, and everyone was in the comments being like, that's not how Uber works, because you have, they don't see your address, blah blah blah. I'm like, they do, they see your address when you give them the number. So I don't know where everybody was coming for her, because she's not lying, it happened to me too, it's happened to so many people. So definitely be wary of that. But honestly, I was thinking about it after I saw this girl's thing, and now I've been spiraling about it, because if it happened to me again, like, I don't really get what you're supposed to do. Like, you're on a freeway, pretty much like in Melbourne when you leave the airport, you're straight onto a freeway. You can't just be like, can you just pull over and I'll get out? Because they'll be like, where? So you sort of have to do it. And it's so, so dangerous. Like, I don't know, Uber should make a way that you can't cancel or something. I don't know, it's very scary, but be wary of that. If you get in and they cancel the trip, maybe just try to get out straight away. I just don't think I would be able to do it. Like, I know that's pathetic, but I just don't know how I would say to someone, like, no, pull over the car, I want to get out. Because I would be more scared that then when I'm getting out, I'm in the middle of nowhere and I can't get an Uber, and this person hates me as well, and they're going to try and, like, get money out of me anyway for, like, I don't know. I don't carry cash, but still, just, can people not, like, try to scam people all the time? I'm literally sick of it. I'm actually so sick of constantly having to, like, have my wits about me. I don't want to have my wits about me sometimes. I just want to, like, bebop around. I don't want to feel like someone's constantly trying to ruin my day and scam me. This leads me to a couple of other random thoughts that I've had during the week. Some of these are, like, you probably think I'm silly, but I just don't even care. So when I flew back, I went into the lounge, the Virgin Lounge, and they obviously have, like, breakfast food and stuff there, or whatever time you go, they have food for whatever time it is. I was there for breakfast. So they have, like, big, like, sorry, my bra is, like, killing me on this chair. This chair is so uncomfortable. I need a new podcasting chair. So they have, like, this big pre-made, like, it's sort of like a school camp type situation where there's just, like, pre-made food. And they have, like, this big thing of scrambled eggs, and it's literally, like, the biggest pot you've ever seen in your life of scrambled eggs. And I'm the type of person, like, I look at that and I'm like, that's just not scrambled eggs. That's literally, like, the eggs that you get in, like, a carton and you, like, pour it. It's, like, already just egg whites or whatever. It's giving that. I know people eat that, but I just genuinely don't understand how. And it gets me thinking about airport food and also food made in bulk. I don't understand how people eat that stuff. You could not pay me to eat that eggs. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't even think it's eggs. Like, I genuinely, that shit scares the shit out of me. I can't even eat, like, the fruit salad in the big bowl where everything's touching. Ew, I actually feel sick about it right now. Bulk food, it makes me quiver. I cannot deal with it. Like, unless it's, like, a croissant, you know, like a pastry or something where they're sort of separately. Like, I can do that. That's fine. A big bowl of scrambled eggs, a big bowl of fruit, a big bowl of, like, beans. Oh my God, no, yuck. I can't do it. I don't understand how people do it. And there was, like, this big plate of just, like, bacon, like, so much bacon. And everyone just eats it. I'm like, is it me? Am I the drama? Like, I just could never eat, like, I don't know if it's me being, like, super princess energy, but I just can't. I can't with bulk. I literally, it makes me feel so sick. Like, it's my texture issues. It's everything. It also tastes like shit. I don't know how everyone's out here pretending that that stuff tastes good. It doesn't. The only stuff that I like in the lounge is literally the pancake maker. That is elite. Those pancakes are so good. That I am down for. Buffets in general scare me. like my sister and I stayed at a buffet, all you can eat, all services included in Ibiza. And like, I don't know, I just get so overwhelmed. I'm like, there's just no way this much food can be made and it's fine. And it's just sitting here and everyone's touching it. Like when you go into those and there's just like 60 lobsters on top of each other and you can just take one. I'm like, what? No, I can't. I need it plated up for me. I know it's probably the same exact thing, but plated up, but I just can't. The eggs just send me. I don't know how people eat those. Like seriously, it's crazy. What else have I got written down here? Oh, yes. Okay. So, oh yeah. And then this past weekend I went to Fred again. Well, I didn't actually get tickets. My friend Taylor got us tickets. We all were like logged on trying to get tickets at the same time. And it seems like every single person in the world got tickets except for Nathan and I. So luckily Taylor got us tickets and we got to go. It was so fun. It was such a vibe. I actually didn't even drink that much, which was really good for me. And I remember the whole thing and I had a really good time. You know, when you just like nail the amount of drinks you have and you actually have a perfect amount where you can still be having fun, but you're not like not going to remember it the next day. And I didn't have a hangover the next day, which was honestly elite. Love to see that for me. I think it's because I was genuinely just so exhausted. And that's what I'm going to get into today. Burnout. Like I just wanted to talk to you guys about burnout. I feel like, I don't know if I've really ever experienced it before. Maybe. This past 2 weeks I've experienced it like so badly. I've just been, I don't know, it's hard to explain. I just have been feeling, I'm sure if you've had it, you'll understand. I just feel like blah, like nothing is phasing me at the moment. And it's, I don't know, it's really hard to like get past. I've just been crying so much and everything is so emotional to me. I get so triggered by the smallest things and it's just really tough. So let me just read out to you guys the definition of burnout so you can firstly understand it. So it says, burnout is a state of complete mental, physical, and emotional exhaustion. If you are experiencing burnout, you may notice it is difficult to engage in activities you normally find meaningful. You may no longer care about the things that are important to you or experience an increasing sense of hopelessness. This is literally me. That was me. I think for me especially, I'm an introvert. I would call myself an introvert. I'm an introvert in my heart and soul, but if I'm around people, I'm very like extroverted. I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm not the type of person that like constantly needs to hang out with people or like needs to, you know, be around their friends every single day. Like I could go a whole week without seeing people and be fine. And when Nathan's away, I'm like, that's fine. Like obviously not fine, but like, I'm not like, I need to see someone every single day. Like I literally am so self-sufficient that I would call myself an introvert. And I love spending time on my own. I literally love going on my computer, like playing games. Yuck, that sounded like Kendall Jenner. Pick me for 2 minutes. Yuck, that was literally so canceled. Stop. Yuck. I'm such a nerd. That's not what I meant. I just meant like, I love just watching shows. I love like doing stuff on my own. I'm not necessarily like, you know, there's people that sometimes I envy people that are like this, that are always like, oh, I'm hanging out with this person for lunch, then I'm going to go see this person for dinner, and then this person's coming over to watch this, and then we're going to just chill and like do this while we chat. No, I would simply die. I need like breaks. And I think this was the thing with the F1 weekend. I was around people from Thursday till Monday. It was a lot of socializing, a lot of meeting new people, a lot of like having to be on, and it does just take it out of you. And so I came home and I just felt like I like crashed, and then I had to catch up on so much work. I had been drinking so much too, like that definitely does not help. And I just crashed and burned, and I'm still honestly feeling it today. It's already been like a week since then, and I'm like, wait, it's probably even been 2 weeks since then. I don't know. It's even this morning my alarm went off and I had hot Pilates booked and I was just like, I can't go. Like I just can't go. I didn't go. But I did get a $10 cancellation fee. Like, can we just quickly discuss this? I've obviously paid for the class, which is great. And then if you don't go, you get a $10 late fee or whatever. I already paid for the class. Like, I don't get it. Like, if I cancel, I don't get the money back anyway. So, like, why are you charging me an extra $10 to not be there? Someone please explain that to me, because I'm not quite understanding. I totally get it if I had cancelled and someone else could have booked in or something. But then you'd still get the same amount of money either way. So it doesn't really make sense. Anyway. I'm also the type of person that, like, I don't sleep in. Like, I'm not a sleeper-inner. I think I used to really love sleep when I was younger. I remember I went through this phase where I used to hate sleeping because I was so scared of the dark, and I would sleep with my light on and I would just, like, get no sleep because sleeping with the light on is just so fucking rogue. Like, you wake up every 2 seconds and you're like, why is my light on? I'm scared. I can't turn it off. Like, I remember I went through, like, a good year of being petrified to sleep. Like, I hated going to sleep. I don't know. Like, I obviously need to work through that still, but, yeah, and then I went through a phase of loving going to sleep. Like, there were so many times, like, do you remember when you're younger and you have stuff to, like, dream about, so you're really excited to go to sleep? Like, I don't know if you have, like, a crush on someone or something and you want to, like, go to sleep so you can, like, imagine the scenario. Like, I used to do that all the time. I don't do that anymore because when I go to sleep now, I'm just, like, my thoughts are so fucked that I'm, like, I need to listen to, like, a podcast or meditation so I don't hear my, like, intrusive thoughts as I'm going to sleep, because they literally scare me. I hate being left alone with my own thoughts. I cannot do it. Like, no, we don't want to be left alone with our thoughts. Oh my god, somebody DM'd me the other day actually and was like, hey, I've just been listening to your podcast, I think you really need therapy. And I was like, yeah, I know, but when? Guys, I know I need to go, but I just can't, because I will just cry. You don't understand. Like, there's no point in me going to therapy because I will literally just cry. Like, I need a lobotomy. I don't need therapy. I need a lobotomy. Anyway, so I don't ever sleep in. Like, on normal days, on weekdays, I don't sleep in. On weekends, I don't sleep in. Like, if I'm up, I just get up. Like, I swear, as soon as I wake up, my cortisol levels are like zoink, and I'm just like, okay, let's time to watch a show, time to doom scroll, time to do whatever, which is probably really bad. But this past weekend, I've slept in a few days, which is crazy, and I think it's actually really helped me. But then I have this weird thing where I feel really guilty if I sleep in. It's a never-ending cycle. It's really bad. And what else do I have written down? Yeah, because I meet a lot of people and because of my job and what I do, sorry, I'm having indigestion. I feel like I meet a lot of people and I always have to have that, like, be on, and that definitely takes it out of me. And especially that past weekend, I just felt like I was like, oh, I didn't get a second to just be like, just breathe and relax. And, like, you don't have to be, like, you know, meeting people and, like, networking and talking yourself up for however long, and also taking videos of yourself. And obviously with my job, like, all I do is video myself and film myself and then look back at videos of myself and edit those videos. And that definitely can't be healthy. Definitely can't be good. So this past weekend, I did just do nothing. I don't even think, I would love to say I don't even think I filmed anything, but I definitely did, because it's just, like, second nature to me now. But I'm working on it. So I asked you guys what you do when you experience burnout, and you guys are all so lovely. I loved all your responses and I wrote them all down. So let's go through them. First one is couch rot. This is a personal favorite of mine. I did that this weekend. There's nothing better than getting a favorite show, sitting on the couch and just watching it and not feeling guilty about it. That's the thing as well. You have to not feel guilty. I know a lot of people feel guilty if you're just, like, sitting down watching a show, but it's literally the weekend. Like, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do nothing. That's what the weekend's for. I think it's, like, switching your mindset to realize that you switch off sometimes, it's fine. For me, like, a couch rot is so good if you just have a show that's almost like a nothing show, like a comfort show. Vampire Diaries, Gossip Girl, like Housewives. That's just the best. It's honestly the best. Somebody says go visit family and friends. Yep. 100%. It has to be the friends that, like, feel like a warm hug and not the friends that feel like you have to be working to hang out with them, or it's just like a one-sided friendship, because that will make it worse. I've learned the hard way. This weekend I was really missing my family. I think because it was Easter as well, I was just like, all my family were hanging out all together. My sister just moved house. They were all, like, visiting her, and I was literally just crying because I was like, I miss my family so much. It's so, it's just shit. Like, it sucks to be interstate and like not being, be able to see your family sometimes. Like, a lot of the time I'm like, you know, it is what it is. But this past weekend I was actually so sad about it, which sucked. Somebody says, put your phone on do not disturb. Yep. I am a big advocate for this one, and literally just don't check it. Don't like, I don't know. I have this thing also where if someone will text me and I don't reply straight away, I feel really guilty, but I don't think they care because I message people all the time and they don't reply to me straight away. So it's something I need to work on. Somebody says journal. Yeah. One of my goals for 2024 was to journal. And have I started journaling? No. For me, I find it hard to journal because I just give myself the ick as soon as I write anything. I think I'm just trying to like write it as if it was going to be like an award-winning novel, and I need to just get over it being that because it doesn't need to be that. Somebody says bath/self-care. Yep. I literally did this yesterday. I had a everything shower. I scrubbed, I shaved, I tanned. Fake tanning, honestly, a fresh layer of fake tan. I dare I say it might be better than therapy. I don't know, maybe. It does a lot for me personally. Like, I woke up this morning and I was like, I feel a lot better in myself right now. So highly recommend. Put less pressure on yourself. Definitely. This is really hard though. I always get really anxious and stressed about stuff. Like, say for example, I have work due, and like Nathan always says to me, like, what's the worst that can happen? You don't submit it. Like, the world's not going to end. Like, it's really not, but you just put this immense pressure on yourself and then it only makes things worse. Realistically, if you can't get something done or you can't do something, like, the world is still going to keep spinning. It's going to be fine. I totally get how everybody just gets in their head though. I'm the biggest, I'll put my hand up and say this is me to a T. I put so much pressure on myself, and like, literally for what? Like, for what? It's going to be fine. Like, it's just breathe. Breathe. Someone says write lists. I love writing lists. Honestly, if I can write a list and check things off, I feel so accomplished. I have this thing though where I will write a list of just things that I've already done. Like, for example, I'm like, go to the gym, go for a walk, do washing, hang out laundry, and like, I've already done them all, and I just write them down so I can like tick them off. It's so bad. I don't know, it just makes me feel like I've done stuff. So I guess that's fine. Someone says pick my scalp. Honestly, did I write this? Because yes, totally agree, but don't do that. That will make it worse. When I'm spiraling and super anxious and like burnt out and feeling shit, if I'm gonna like pick my scalp or bite my nails or do anything like that, it only makes me feel worse. Let me show you guys what I've done this past week. Can you see that? Can it please focus? I nibbled at my thumb like it was a piece of toast, and now it's absolutely fucked. Gets caught on everything. It hurts like a bitch. It's crazy when you're like biting your nails, or, well, I don't bite my nails, I bite my skin around my nails, which is definitely worse. Well, I don't know if it's worse, but it hurts like a bitch. Like, I will be nibbling on it and then it'll be bleeding and I won't even realize, and then once I've stopped, I'll be like, fuck, that really hurts. Like, it's so weird. I've looked into this before. Same with the scabs on the head. It's actually a form of self-harm, which is, it's crazy. The scabs on the head, like, I'll be picking at it so much and then it'll be bleeding and then I'll be like, ow. And then the next day I'll be like, ow. Like, if I brush my hair up into like a slick back, I'll be like, what? Why have you done that? Like, what was the reason? But you just go into like a trance and you can't break out of it. It's like a full habit trance. I really want to go to, what's that thing called where they like hypnotize you? Hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapy for the picking, because it's literally the worst, but I don't know. It's just such a habit. I've always done it. I've always done the biting of my nails thing. I stopped for a while there because I was getting my nails done, but now weirdly I've found a way past it. It's so weird. I don't know how I've done this. It's like such a strong habit that my brain is like, I don't care if your teeth are getting pushed back into your face. I am going to be biting these fucking pieces of skin off. It's disgusting. Like, can we not? Someone says, turn myself into a burrito with blankets. I love this. I really wish it was cold here. I'm I'm really wanting a cold day so I can do that exact thing. Like, it's really nice to sit on the couch, wrap yourself in a burrito, slash turn your couch into like a bed. I really want to get for like our new couch, if we ever get one, which I do want to do, but it's really hard to find a couch that I like. I really want to get one of those couches that's like a modular one that you can push all together and make it like a bed. That is my dream. And then just park up there and watch TV. Someone says watch TikTok for 4 hours. Yep, I think I did that this weekend. Honestly, I do that a lot on the weekends. Why am I having such bad indigestion? Like, shut up. Sometimes if I watch too much TikTok though, I'll just spiral. Like, I'll end up in the weird bit of TikTok, and then I'll get really anxious. Someone says comfort food / shows. Yes, always. Like, my comfort meal. Honestly, like, my comfort meal used to be pesto pasta with like bocconcini and cherry tomatoes. But when I got sick, when I had really bad like food poisoning or whatever that was, the last meal before that was like pesto I can't even say it. It was like a chicken pesto microwave meal from Coles. Honestly, that's my own fault. But ew, I feel sick. Ever since then, I've been a bit weird on pesto, so it's really quite upsetting. Someone says cry. Yup. I tell you what I also recommend that I often do, cry in the shower, because if you're like under the water, doesn't make your face as like puffy for some reason, and like you can't really cry as much when you're in the shower. You sort of just like soak. It's sort of nice. I really do recommend. Someone says sauna. I want a sauna in my house immediately. I love doing a sauna, but I hate like going to do a sauna. One of my friends, Indy, was telling me about these saunas in Perth. They're like alchemy saunas or something. They're like on the beach. She was like, it's the best thing ever. Like, we should do it. And I'm like, yeah, but they're like shared saunas. Like, I don't want to go in a sauna with other people, because like, I just want a sauna on my own. I just want a sauna in peace. Like, I don't want other people to be like sitting next to me while I'm dripping in sweat. No. And then you have to like get back in your car and drive home when you're like all sweaty. Absolutely not. Like, if anyone has any saunas they want to collab, let me know. I'll put a sauna in my house. Hit me up. I would love a sauna in my house. Someone says, listen to your nervous system. Is that what it says? Listen to your... My handwriting is so bad. Like, why did I write like this? Listen to your... Must be nervous system. It's hard. It's actually hard to listen to it though. I think it takes, for a lot of people that were DMing me, they said it literally takes like getting to burnout to like listen, because you don't listen. You just think like in this world, like it's very go, go, go all the time. Like, you don't have time to stop and listen to your body, as bad as that is. Someone says, be selfish. Yep, I agree with that. It's just hard to sometimes. Someone says, this is probably my favorite recommendation. Slap on an $11 face mask and down a bottle of Moët, or Moët, however you want to say it. Agree. Highly agree. I tell you what, face masks are literally the best face masks in the world if you want to treat yourself to a face mask that actually feels like it's done something. The cryo rubber ones from Dr. Jart, I don't think you can buy them in Australian stores. You used to be able to, I swear. But you can buy them online. That mask, I swear, could bring you back from the dead. It's so good. The something in it, it's just like, it's actually doing something. You know, like a lot of face masks you put on, you just wash it off and you're like, I don't even know if that did anything. This does stuff. Like, this does bits. Highly recommend. Okay, I think that's it. I think that's all we got time for this week. I hope you guys have a beautiful week. If you're experiencing burnout, I'm right there with you, and we will get through it. The crazy thing about life is you will get through it, and then you'll look back and hopefully learn from it. But have an amazing week. I love you all so much.